On the morning of January 19, 2001, firefighters responded to a house fire on Fawn Drive in Athens, Georgia. While the fire was suspected to be arson, this theory was confirmed when firefighters found a body. The victim was deceased, but not due to the fire. It would take investigators over two decades to find out what happened to Tara Louise Baker. Hey, MU Crime Crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to our first MU Mini, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dive episodes still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now let's get to this week's Mini. Tara Louise Baker was born on January 20th, 1977, and was the oldest of four children in this tight-knit family. After graduating high school in 1995, Tara would enroll in Georgia College, where she graduated cum laude in 1998 with a degree in political science and in paralegal studies. She spent the next few years working in law offices before deciding to enroll in the University of Georgia School of Law. Tara made a big impression on her professors and classmates, and they would later describe her as confident, bright, outgoing, and effervescent. On January 18, 2001, Tara was studying at the University of Georgia Library. At 9:46 p.m., Tara spoke with a friend on the phone and said she would be departing the library at 10 p.m. to head home. Tara lived with two female roommates in a home about 10 to 15 minutes from campus. That phone call at 9:46 p.m. was the last confirmed time anyone saw or spoke to Tara. At 11:20 the next morning, firefighters were called to the home on Fawn Drive in the Deer Park subdivision. Firefighters believe the fire was set intentionally, and this theory deepened when they discovered that all four burners on the stove had been turned on high. They then discovered the body of Tara Louise Baker in a locked bedroom. While the fire and the water from extinguishing the fire had destroyed most of the potential evidence, it did not disguise the cause of Tara's death. According to UGA's redandblack.com, Tara had been beaten, strangled, stabbed, and she may have been sexually assaulted. Investigators did conclude that she had been dead prior to the fire being set. Police began investigating immediately by canvassing the neighborhood and even stopping motorists to see if they had any information on Tara's case. Police also spoke with Tara's family, friends, neighbors, and her boyfriend. While authorities considered her boyfriend a potential person of interest at first, he was quickly ruled out after an airtight alibi confirmed his whereabouts and he passed a polygraph. Police were originally optimistic the case would be solved, but this confidence quickly faded with Assistant Police Chief Mark Wallace saying, quote, "Police lack the ability to identify a suspect. We don't have a witness, and we don't have sufficient physical or circumstantial evidence to identify a suspect at this time," end quote. By March of 2001, the reward for information on Tara's case had reached over $25,000, but sadly, this would not bring justice for Tara. Police not only struggled with the lack of evidence, they also struggled to identify a motive. Tara's laptop was the only item missing from the home, so police considered the possibility that maybe the computer held information that the killer had wanted. In 2004, Tara Baker was posthumously awarded with her UGA law degree. Tara's case would remain cold for the next 23 years, and investigators have remained incredibly tight-lipped, which led to a bit of tension between police and the Baker family. In September 2023, a newly formed cold case unit would begin reviewing Tara's case, and then, on Thursday, May 9th, 2024, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation announced an arrest had been made in the murder of Tara Louise Baker. 48-year-old Edrick Lamont Faust was not only charged with murder, but also with aggravated assault, arson, concealing the death of another, tampering with evidence, aggravated sodomy, and the possession of a knife during the commission of a felony. This monster was discovered thanks to DNA and forensic evidence. Faust, who was 25 years old at the time of Tara's murder, is a lifelong degenerate with multiple charges on his rap sheet, including spending time in prison for aggravated assault, robbery, and several other crimes. Investigators believe this was a crime of opportunity as they have not found any connection between Tara and her alleged murderer. While nothing will ever bring Tara back, her untimely death did lead to the Coleman-Baker Act, which was passed in 2023 and provides an opportunity for victims' families to request their loved one's cold case be reopened and investigated. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, stay unscripted.